From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. Sarah Tampton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Catskill Zoning Board of Appeals has temporarily put the brakes on a new hotel project after residents turned out in opposition to the proposal at a public hearing on October 10th. The ZBA has now postponed until next month its review of applications for variances submitted by Catskill golf course owner David Vippler for the construction of Green's Suites Resorts, a four-story, 50-unit hotel at the golf course located on Brooks Lane Road. The facility will be open year-round. Vippler has been trying to get approval of the building plan since February. Peter Sanson of Catskill said of Vippler's proposal, and I quote, "It's a four-story monstrosity. It will change the character of the neighborhood. It will change the parking, the noise, and the lighting," end quote. Scott Fisher of Catskill expressed concern over how close the building would be to the road. He said, and I quote, "It's very common in construction to take trees down. Why not just remove some trees to set the hotel back farther?" end quote. Residents also expressed concerns about increased traffic and increased stress on the water and sewer systems. The ZBA put off its decision on the variances until November 14th in order to give the members more time to review the application with the town attorney and code enforcement officer. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Daily Freeman is reporting Columbia Green Community College has announced a new partnership with the Salvation Army to provide students with food and supplies. The program launched October 4th. A mobile pantry now visits the school's Greenport campus from 12:15 to 1:15 p.m. every Thursday. Don Busey, Assistant Director of Accounting for Columbia Green Community College Workforce New York and coordinator of the food pantry, said in a press release, "The new initiative will serve to expand the college's assistance programs for student assistance services. Its food pantry has existed for more than 10 years, with an adjacent pet food pantry added in 2013. Several giving closets are also located on campus where anyone in need can find new winter coats and toiletries." Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Green and Columbia counties have received state funding to support a joint effort to train physicians and nurse practitioners in the use of buprenorphine, a prescription drug used to treat an addiction to narcotic pain relievers. The Columbia County Board of Supervisors voted on October 10th to accept the $75,000 award from the State Department of Health. The Greene County Legislature accepted funding in the same amount September 17th. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said, and I quote, "This dovetails off the joint work we have been doing in the opioid task force. But the efforts will be county specific, so each county will train its own doctors and nurses. We both operate under the same guidelines," end quote. The grants will also be used to train individuals recovered from addiction to serve as recovery coaches employed by Twin County Recovery Services and the Greener Pathways Program. Columbia County Republican health educator Victoria McGahan said, and I quote, "These coaches are peers who have been there and been through recovery before. They will educate people on what recovery services are available to them. They will guide them to recovery," end quote. McGahan said the training is extensive and requires a considerable time commitment. She said, and I quote, "If people want to apply, they should call the County Department of Health," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Rick Collin is reporting for the Times Union. The New York State United Teachers, the state's major teachers union, has taken legal action in opposition to a new state regulation that governs which teachers are assigned to the poorest performing schools. The new rule, approved earlier this year by the Board of Regents, mandates that only teachers rated, and I quote, "effective," end quote, or, and I quote, "highly effective," end quote, can be transferred to schools needing comprehensive support and improvement. Supporters of the new regulation say it would help struggling schools and in keeping with efforts to provide equity to students in wealthy and poor neighborhoods. Ian Rosenblum, executive director of the Education Trust New York, which works on raising standards for disadvantaged schools, said, and I quote, "It's basic common sense. The strongest educators should be serving the students with the greatest needs," end quote. Local teachers' contracts often include language about transfers from one school to another. Some give preference to more senior teachers. The NYSUT case was filed in state Supreme Court in Albany. The Rochester and Syracuse Teachers Union locals are also a party to the suit. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org.